We said the word Aleph has a numerical value, which means number one. It means number one, first one. So in this context, what God is trying to teach us is that in your marriage, because in the Jewish mind, the word Aleph also represents God the Father. So if you're going to have a great marriage, God must be first in your life and in your wife's life. Aleph Mem, Aleph Beth. Are we together? Notice the word Aleph means to be trained, to be under a yoke. Are we together? Okay. Now you got this and this. And we said that it's a sacrificial ox. In a marriage situation, the mother is Aleph Mem, which is the mother. We said to be a mother, you should be married. But we know society, people are mothers without being married. Are we together? But if we are going to have things in order, we must teach this generation that in God's way to be a mother, it must be Aleph Mem, Aleph Beth. In other words, you should be married before you think of becoming a mother. Are we together? Okay. The next thing we see, Aleph Mem, Aleph Beth. These two are yoked together. In your marriage, as a man, your wife comes first before her children. You say, why did you say that? The Hebrew word mem is typical of water because it's from the root word mayim, which is water. And water cleanses, water purifies. Are we together? So I have told the young sisters, I said, every nation is as pure as its women. Then I said, every nation is as strong as its men. Are we together? So in our study, we find out that mem, M-E-M, means water. Water cleanses, water refreshes. So a woman's spiritual life affects her home. I'm going to show you all these things on scripture. I'm laying foundation. A woman's spiritual life affects her home, whether she likes it or not. If you observe, in the blessing of Jacob, God had already spoken at the birth of the children, in fact, before their birth, that the elder shall serve what? The younger. And Isaac still wanted to bless the first son. God had already spoken. But because of Rebecca's sensitivity, yeah, we know she lied, which is wrong. But you understand that after they had blessed blessed Jacob, in Genesis 28, Isaac called Jacob again and blessed him because he was the one that was supposed to be blessed. But if Rebecca was not a woman that knew what God had said from the beginning, the Abrahamic covenant would have to be restarted. So what do you mean? The promise God gave to Abraham, he first gave it to Noah. Because Adam failed, he started with Noah. God would have started all over again. Rebekah saved a generation. Because it's the God of Abraham, Isaac. It could not be the God of Esau because the Bible says Esau was profane. But Rebekah saved the situation because of her spiritual insight. She heard from God. And the father also heard from God. See, but the father had forgotten what God said. Do you know that my restoration to salvation came because of my mother's cry to God? Not my father. See, as a woman, your spiritual life is very, very important to your family. Water is a type of the spirit. That's why if you notice, the Holy Spirit is called a helper. And a woman is called what? A help. See, you have a spiritual role in your household. You know, some women will say, I'll marry a very spiritual man. You're missing it. Marry a spiritual man, but you too be spiritual. You too be spiritual. See, when Samson was to be born in Judges 13, the angel of the Lord appeared to who? To who? To the mother. The husband was not there. The husband, Manoah, prayed again, said, God, Father, send, he said, Lord, actually, Lord, send your your angel again to come back, the man of God, because they thought it was a man, the man of God to come back. When the man of God came, who was the angel, when the angel came, the husband was not there again. She had to go and call the husband, come, they have come to tell us how to raise the child. What if the woman was not sensitive? There are many homes that are suffering today because the woman does not understand her role. Because a lot of women just, they don't have time to pray, they don't have time for the word of God. They're just everyday women. If you look at the Hebrew word truth, which is emet, it's from the word em and et. You will observe something that when you write out the word, the word mem is at the center. Because the mother is a mediator. A mother is an intercessor. In 1 Samuel 25, when David was coming to kill those in the house of Nabal because he did not treat those he sent rightly, who went to stop it? Abigail. The Bible says she was a woman of good understanding. Proverbs 13 verse 15 says, good understanding giveth favor. See, when a woman has good understanding, there's a favor she brings to her home. She understands her role as an aleph mem. Are you following me? See, it's more, I'm a mother. There's more. You need to know, what was in God's mind when he said mother? So when you're choosing a wife, young man, it's more than I like the way you walk in. It's more than I like your hips, your lips, and your fingertips. It's more than all that. Because you need an aleph mem in your house. Say, my husband is spiritual. His prayer covers me. We deal with fathers on Father's Day. But now we are dealing with mothers. So you need to understand. First of all, there is equal yoking. You must both be saved. Say, I'm already married. My husband is not saved. Okay, we continue from there. You're already married. You're already yoked. What God has joined together, no man put us under. You're joined. But you must understand that you have a role. You have a role. Mem. You bring a refreshing into your family. You bring a refreshing into your home. In first service, I taught them about the mikvah. The mikvah is the Hebrew way of immersion. It's like baptism. You soak yourself inside your water for cleansing. And you need 40 sa'as. Sa'as spelled S-A apostrophe A-H-S. Of water, which is equivalent to 200 gallons. If not, it's not a mikvah. You say, Pastor, what is that? What are you talking about? Why? What 40 gallons? Because the numerical value of mem is 40. And God told them, if you're going to have a mikvah, according to their Jewish tradition now, you got to have 40 sa'as. That means 40 sa'as of water, which are equivalent to 200 gallons. 40. Or you're not cleansed. You see, there's something about knowing the role a mother plays. First of all, you should not think of having children unless you're going to get married. So you can have God's order. And when we have God's order, we have God's blessing, because blessing follows order. Are we together? Say, blessing follows order. All right. Now, we've learned mem, cleansing. The word mem, if you notice there's an opening here, the Jewish people also use it to represent a womb. So they say, before you start giving birth to children, make sure you are yoked. You should be married. Let's do it God's way. Do it God's way. If you're a man and you've not paid your wife's bride price, go and pay it so you can function according to God's order, because blessing follows order. Say, blessing follows order. All right. Now, we are learning about the aleph mem. Now, what about the aleph bet? We said they have to be yoked. The aleph bet, aleph mem. You yoke the head, all right? The ox is yoked. You got the house, you got the womb. God is teaching us something. The man comes first before the house. So in a home, the man comes first. Alif Beth. The man comes before the house, Beth is house. So in your marriage, the husband comes first before the house. You don't put the children first. And why did the Bible use house, not womb? Because in the house, there are many people. There could be housemates, there could be servants, there could be relatives. They're all in the house. The man comes first. Are we together? Then the woman, who is the Aleph Mem, the M, mother. For the man, the woman comes first before her children. So what came up, you know, some men, they prefer the children more than the wife. No, God says, no, not that way. It's Aleph Mem, not Mem Aleph. No, Aleph Mem. So you put your wife first before the children. There are some men that are willing to send their children anywhere. The son, oh, you're going to Malaysia, you're going to UK, you're going. The woman say, when will I travel? Say, what are you talking about? He travels, the woman doesn't go anywhere. It's Aleph Mem. Say Aleph Mem. Say it again. Yeah, it's Aleph Mem. God comes first in the home. Aleph represents God. So as a woman, God comes first before your children. Aleph Bet, as a man, God comes first before your house. Are you following me? All right, let's move on quickly. The word M refers to a mother as the bond of the family. A mother as the bond of the family. The mother is the bond of the family. That's why the Bible says, a foolish woman does what? Teareth down. What does she tear down? A house. But it says, every wise woman does what? Buildeth what? The word build is bana. Buildeth up a house. Because there are many people in the house. Your sister could be in the house. Are you following me? Your husband's brother could be in the house. Servants, house girls, house boys. So the wise woman builds it up. Is anybody learning something here? Let's look at something about a woman. Proverbs 31. The greatest shocker of my life recently was when I discovered that Proverbs 31 was written by Solomon, because it was written by Lemuel. Okay, Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel. Lemuel means belonging to God. Lemuel, El is God. Okay, belonging to God. The prophecy that his mother taught him. You know, while I was growing up, I didn't have all these materials to look up. What does Lemuel mean? Who is Lemuel? I didn't have all those things. So I was always wondering, who is this Lemuel? How many of you have ever had that question in your heart when you read Proverbs 31? All right. And I found out it's Solo. And who is Solo's mother? Talk to me now. I was shocked. Solo. Look at Songs of Solomon 3 verse 11. We'll come back to Proverbs 31. Is it Solomon? Of all people, is Bathsheba? Songs of Solomon 3 verse 11. Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him. Are you seeing the role that Bathsheba played in his life? No wonder when Adonijah wanted that Shunammite lady to give to David, he went through Bathsheba. Because she had an influence. Never underestimate the influence of a mother. He says the mother crowned him. I thought it was David that crowned him. I thought it was a priest that crowned him. Says his mother crowned him. You see, a mother is responsible for a generation. 40 men. He says a mother crowned him. in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. He says a mother crowned him. Do you know what it means to be a mother? It's when I'm bringing a child to the world. You want to preserve that generation and keep it pure. I don't burn no hair. Praise God. Dedication. That day is more than that. So our dedication tough past their own. They kick goat, we kick cow. You have not seen anything yet. There's more to motherhood. There's more. See? There's more. It says his mother crowned him. Billy Graham said what he is, his mother made him. Adam was his father. I told you last Sunday, I said my mother taught me to value education. My mother taught me sex education. That's why I'm married as a virgin. It's my mother. This is the mother crowned him. How many mothers are making their sons?